Well, all I can say is, wow, that was unbelievable.
Pretty good effort, wasn't it?
It was.
Really proud of our team. Proud of just proud of our guys. They played, and that's if you're going to beat good teams, you have to play well, and our team played well tonight, and I'm real proud of them.
Pick out a couple of things. Defense, I thought, was just outstanding, especially in that first half.
Well, defense was great in the first half, and it was great the first 10 or 12 minutes of the second half. And then, then they get to the bonus, and now every play is going at the basket, and you see that happen a lot of times in games where fouls start being called, and you, that's kind of unavoidable, I guess, but nevertheless, I think that the defensively, Ross did a great job on Patterson. I mean, a great job, and then we did a great job bringing help. Allen did a great job when he went in the game on him, and I thought this was the best Allen had played in a long time, and he missed a couple of chippies at the goal, but he really, really played physically for us and played very well, Our awareness was good. Our pressure on the ball was good. We really wanted to get after them and try to take away their looks inside. And I think that was the difference in the game for us.
You talked about before this being more physical, too, because Kentucky was the one that was the physical team in Lexington. And I'm sure you're pleased with the way you saw that tonight.
Yeah, I thought that we fought a lot harder tonight than we did up there in Lexington a few weeks ago. And I thought that we competed on the boards much better, and we just did everything better. We took care of the ball. We executed our offense. We had some offensive possessions tonight that were just I leaned over to Tom Richardson at one point after one possession in the first half, and I said, that's the best possession we've had of offense all season. And when you're out there executing and guys are moving the ball and screening and cutting and spacing and doing the things that we try to practice, and then they go back on the defensive end and they're bringing it and they're physical and they're boxing out, it's a lot of fun to coach, and it's a lot of fun to play that way, and I'm pretty sure it was probably a lot of fun from the fans' perspective to watch it, too.
What do you tell guys you're sitting in the locker room at halftime leading by 30?
Don't let up. keep playing. Keep doing the things that have gotten us the lead. I really did not want us to let down, and I thought that we probably got to about the seven-minute mark of the game. We're 33 minutes in. Before we just sort of had a little bit of a letdown, and it's probably unavoidable at that point. But I just didn't want us to let down. I thought we came out on fire in the second half and really played well for the first 10 minutes of the second half too. So they responded and did what we needed them to do. And really just can't say enough. I thought AJ was terrific. Ross was terrific. I thought Shane was as efficient tonight as I've ever seen him. And he had that look today. He came into the shoot around today, and he just had that look. I thought, oh man, he could be really good tonight because he just had the look. And it's hard to explain, but I know it when I see it. It's one of those things. But it was all of them. They all played well, and I'm really proud of them.
Did you do anything drastically different than the first time, or was it just a matter of the guys executing what you wanted done?
We did some things different this time around. We tried to get after them a little bit more. We tried to pressure them and get their offense extended out more so that the lob passes and the things into Patterson were more difficult. It's interesting because when we got back from South Carolina Saturday evening, I watched some Kentucky tape and watched some on Sunday. And then the staff came in about 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon and But I talked with Tom before Tom Richardson before we got together, and I said, okay, what do you think? And his thought was the same exact thought I had, is we have to get after them. We have to really try to pressure them and deny a few more passes and try to get them extended so that they're not easy. They're able to get on top of the three-point line and make easy passes into Patterson.
Well, now, I guess tomorrow the day off you give them before Florida comes in?
Yeah, we'll take tomorrow off, and the kids will, the players will, coaches won't. But we'll take tomorrow off and try to get our Florida stuff ready. And then they gave us the same kind of whooping that we kind of put out there tonight. And so we know we'll have our hands full with that one. But we've fortunately we've got a couple of days here to get ready. And hopefully we can go out again on Saturday night or Saturday afternoon.
I got to ask, was there a point in the game tonight where you sat there and thought to yourself, wow, I mean, I can't believe this has gotten to this extent?
The last 10 minutes of the first half, I felt like that. I kept thinking, okay, well, you know, if they start making a run, I'm going to call a timeout. I'm going to do anything to keep them from making a run here. And it just, you know, we just kept building the lead and building the lead and building the lead. Fortunately, that run never came. I'll tell you, I was a nervous wreck today, and they took one off my shoulders tonight, and I really appreciated it.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Joe.